Welcome to Civility 360, your platform for all things civility, where civility, influence, and action are our deliverables. I'm your host, Professor Vernet A. Joseph, and I'm joined by my host, global world civility leader, Dr. Clyde Rivers. How you doing, my friend?
Dr. V, man, I'm excited. There's so much civility needed around the world now, and this is the right time for us.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we've been talking about this long before everything else popped off. And that's what I'm super excited about. Well, listen, today we want to talk to you on the topic of times and seasons. Did you just hear what I said? Times and seasons. So I want to dive right in, Sir Clyde Rivers, because yes, we are living in some interesting times right now. Many people have never seen what we are currently seeing. Some have experienced, exponential growth, where others have experienced a super duper decline. Let's talk about the mindset that you have to have in these times and in these seasons. Talk to us, sir.
And you know, Professor Vernet, when you understand the times and seasons, one of the things that lulls people to sleep is when they get so comfortable with a system that it's going to be there forever. It's never going to change. We have data, everything we need. We understand the next season. We understand this. Well, guess what? Sometimes when you know God, there are interruptions in times and seasons.
Wow.
And those interruptions, Dr. B, what they do, they establish a whole new way of thinking. And in these seasons, innovators become the key component to build the future. But hear this, one of the sad things is the old mindset has a way of just lulling people to sleep, and they go to sleep and it's going to be there forever and it's going to change and we have control of it. And then God allows a season to change, and Professor Vernet, everything is rearranged.
My. When we think about that, Sir Clyde Rivers, we're talking about when a season changes, everything gets rearranged. What was the last season of your life like? How do you remember your time being invested? Now, some of us invest time where others spend time. What that literally means, Sir Clyde Rivers, is some people are throwing their time to the wind. That means they're not expecting to get anything back, where others are investing their time. Even in the midst of crisis, they find themselves being studious. They find themselves being worshipers. They find themselves being innovators, creators. They find themselves doing instead of just speaking. Now, I want to talk a little bit about that, because that's something that I think is near and dear to both of our hearts. You've got to have the right mindset despite the time and despite the season. So with that said, let's talk about where we are in a society today and where we are headed, because I think that's what most people need in this day and age. What are your thoughts?
I believe we are obviously headed into a time where old paradigms are being broken. Old paradigms of inequality are being devastated.
Wow.
And what that means, Dr. V, is when a system is devastated, it makes you have to produce all things new because the old paradigm isn't working. Let me give an example of the old paradigm. Right now, in my country, America, people are standing against institutional racism, injustice. Those paradigms become so normal and so comfortable that people just comply. They just comply because that's normal. But when you have a generation that's had enough of it, normally it bucks the cart of the old generation.
Wow.
So I am watching many of my friends fight with the old weaponry that's not the weaponry that's going to win these battles. This generation, these kids are going to push through equity with us or without us. So we have to climb on board with them and not pass our lineage toxicity into their tomorrow. Talk to me, Professor Burnett.
Oh man, you said definitely a mouthful there. Lineage toxicity. It is very, very important for us to understand that we cannot put our mess on this next generation. And when I hear lineage toxicity, what I'm hearing is I can't put my thoughts, I can't put my old way of doing things, I can't put this is how it always has been on my next generation, on the upcoming generation. You have a youth and a component of youth that are ready to stand up and fight for what they believe in. We cannot stifle them. They have a voice and they need to be able to create their platform to be heard. So in this time and in this season, we have to be careful not to be toxic with our old way of thinking, because there's a new paradigm, there's a new shift, there's a newness that is happening in this time and in this season that has never been seen before. Yes, I totally, totally agree with you on that.
And you know what, Professor Burnett? When you look at this from God's perspective, truth delivers what it is. So if God is a God of justice, at some point that God of justice is going to deal with injustice. I believe we're in a time where the hand of God is pushing down on injustice, because sometimes what God does, he will give you enough time to repent and change your mind, which is change your thinking. If you don't change your thinking, now God goes to his measures to bring this. If you notice, Professor Burnett, there's two things that I've seen that are different about this time and season than ever before. This is the first time we've had two different incidents go on, a pandemic and George Floyd's murder. This is the first time we've had two incidents impact the whole globe at the same time. So when you have the entire globe affected, we can bring global change with two events. But things have to and will change, Professor.
Yes, man. As I look at what you just said, Sir Clyde Rivers, it is so important for us to see this. And I don't believe in any way, shape, form, or fashion that this is coincidence. You see, the entire world pretty much is on pause, and there is no opportunity for busyness. So what that causes us to do is focus in on the injustices that have occurred during this time. When have you known, as you just mentioned, for the world to be on pause and then for the world to lock in on an injustice and be on one accord? That is unheard of. And that is where we find ourselves today. So now here's the question that I have for everyone. Since we are able to be in unity on the injustice, now there will be a commanded blessing that will come with our unity. As you mentioned, God always looks and sees what is going on. And now he has stepped in. And because he has stepped in, the world is now unifying on the injustice, and justice must now be served. Justice must now be served. The people have gotten together. If you can recall, Sir Clyde Rivers, there's a story in the Bible where the people got together and were unified. And because of that, we had to change some things, because they would literally accomplish that which they set out to accomplish. And because the people were unified, something had to change. Change is necessary, and change is already on its way. Your thoughts, sir?
Absolutely, Professor Burnett. And you know what? This change is not asking permission from mom and dad.
No, not this, at all.
This change is not asking Nana and Bampa to agree with this. And this change is moving whether we like it or not. Institutional racism, oppression, depression, and hear this. And in other parts of the world, in Africa, it's tribalism. In other parts of the world, so I'm talking tribalism, racism, all the isms and the schisms have the handprint of God moving them off now. So God could not be a just God and watch injustice take place forever. So what's happening is this: God is causing things to move, things to rail and shake. But what happens when you follow him, he knows the answer. Professor, let me tell you this. So this morning I was sharing on my chat. I was sharing, I did a talk on God and race. And I said, God, Genesis 1:26 says, and God made man in his image.
Mm-hmm.
If God made man in his image, that means all men. That means 7.8 billion people are in God's class.
Come on now.
So if 7.8 billion people are in God's class and we are letting people live at a lower class because we have privilege and underprivileged, what is a just God thinking about that? He said, I didn't create underprivileged people. As a matter of fact, I've created kings and priests. I've created kings and lords. So what are you doing allowing life to be underprivileged for some? And this one, he told me, he says, seek justice. So professor, with civility, we will seek justice. We will love mercy and we will walk humbly before our God.
Without question. That is what we have been called to do. And when you look at life, it is amazing to me how we get things twisted and not actually how they were created to be. I love how you said that. When we think about it, we are all God's creation. The question is, who gave us the authority to think one was above and the other was beneath? Who told us that that was okay? Who said that there was a superior and an inferior? See, the times and the seasons are ripe for excavation of the wrong values, the wrong morals, inequality and injustices. It is time now for us to excavate the seeds that have been planted that were not the right seeds. That's where we are. That's where we are today. We're in a time and in a season where right must prevail. We're in a time and in a season where God's word is literally the only and the final authority. That's the time and the season that we find ourselves in.
My goodness.
And I'm just baffled by anyone who cannot see people how God sees us.
Professor. Wow. I've had some conversations where people have said, I used to not agree with the Black Lives Matter movement. And I said, let's go before the Black Lives Matter movement. Let's go prior to that movement. I said, let's go to Genesis 1. Let's take the actual movement back that far. Let's go back to where God made man in his image and in his likeness. So if you have a question with Black Lives Mattering now, you know there's been chronic injustice that has taken place. So we are dealing face to face with a system that talks about God but denies the power thereof if it doesn't believe a Black life matters. What's the argument for a believer in Jesus Christ over a Black life mattering? That just shows you the historical conditioning, the historical training has been polluted, and we're correcting that now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything that God created is good. Let's let that sink in to the listeners. Anything that God created is good. And the mind that changes that paradigm is already twisted. And that's what we're dealing with right now. As we've been saying, you know, on all of these different platforms, this is a humanity issue. When we can't see people how God sees them, that's a problem. And that's a humanity problem. Let's strip away all of the other things that have been toxic to our minds and just deal with that for a moment. It's another human being. Lives matter. God's creation matters. So you can't take this without taking that.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
And this is the mind now that we must take on, as we have heard and know, the mind of Christ.
Yes.
It's for us to be able to see things from a totally different perspective and to help people to understand. We said it earlier. Civility. What is civility? Civility is the engine to our society. There is no life without civility. Birth is about civility. Love is about civility. Any and everything you deal with is about civility. So no matter what time, no matter what season, winter, spring, summer, fall, war, famine, love, it's everything is about civility. So why can't we get back and centered to where it all started? And that's civility. For God so loved the world that he gave. That's civility. I am giving the most precious thing that I possibly can to man to show them that I care. When are we going to get there? That's the question of the century.
That's the question. You know, Professor, I was talking this morning and I was given a biblical worldview. What would this world look like if everybody had the ability to bring their God-given gift cluster to the fullness? So again, I think we're looking at, and here it is. If you listen to the media, if you listen to media, they give 99% of their time to the 10% of the extremes on both ends.
Come on now.
80% of the people in America and the world can talk civilly and get along.
Yes.
The 10% shows a narrative. Someone said this to me. They said, we're tired of actually paying, giving handouts. I said, I make more money than you. Mm-hmm. I own my own business.
Mm-hmm.
So as you say that, you can't categorically take everyone and lump everybody in that boat.
Come on now.
And I tell my African American brothers and sisters, we can't lump all white people into a book that actually says they're all prejudiced, they're all racist, and they're all privileged.
Come on, sir.
I know several of my white friends that work hard every day, that are out there busting it, that are out there with innovation and ideas. And this is why I hate to hear the two extremes on both sides. Because what I know is this, is God made humanity, and these are like human issues. You can never, ever say all white people are prejudiced.
No.
You can never, ever make that statement in front of me. Because I know people, just because someone doesn't know you and understand your history, that doesn't mean they're prejudiced. They need information from you to help them explain. And then I will never, ever let people say my brothers and sister, African-Americans, are are gangbangers, drug dealers, and worthless. I will never let that conversation take place in front of me as well.
Absolutely.
So I'm saying, when you come to me, come with your A game, mm-hmm. come correct, so we can talk about the issues and move it forward. Because we as believers, we should never, ever have to try to put a value on a God-created life.
No.
Come on, Professor, talk to me.
Absolutely. I love, you know, how this is articulated, because what people have to understand, number one, you're not God. Number two, we're God's creation. Number three, who gave you the right to put a value on another life, right? But let's look at this. Let's really peel the onion back. Ecclesiastes 3 says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens, right? A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck, you know, a time to plant. Let's look at this thing, time and season. It is time to excavate the foolery. It's time to get rid of the foolishness that we've been taught. Because truth be told, these things are taught. They're taught. These are learned behaviors. And what we must do is teach the new narrative. Because that learned behavior, it doesn't profit anyone anything.
No.
But this new narrative that talks about love and justice,
yes,
that profits everyone.
Yes, yes, yes.
What the world needs is to hear its creator speak. What the world needs is to follow the order of the creator. What the world needs is to stop thinking that it's smarter than its creator,
yeah,
and just get in line. When we get in line with the creator, when we start walking out our God-given talents and purpose, man, the world truly does become a better place. I often tell people, Sir Clyde Rivers, do not cheat me or the planet by playing yourself small. Someone who is listening to us may be the one who is going to cure cancer. Someone who is listening to us may have the remedy to AIDS. Someone who is listening to us may be able to show us how to bring about a justice system that is good for all. Someone has a solution. The question is, will you bring your solution to the table? There are 7.8 billion people on the planet. Every single one of them have a solution to something. But if we shut them out, we will miss out on the solution. Bring your God-given talent and your cluster of ability and strength to the table. You see, I'm often told that people don't want to know how much you care until they know that you care. I'm often told that it takes a whole lot to stand up, but it even takes more to sit down and listen. These are the things that we need to institute in our society today. We've been talking about being at the right tables so that we can effectively make change. It only happens if they're willing to listen. When we are willing to listen and have civil discourse and dialogue,
yeah,
that is when lives change.
Yeah.
That is when histories change. That is when true change can come about. So if you're listening to us today on Civility 360, as we bring you a 360 degree angle of what times and season looks like today, if you are someone who is in charge of others and are able to make laws and bring about change in your community, your institution, your organization, your country, your continent, we ask that you reach out, because we're here. And the greatest thing that we know is that we have a solution. We just need to be invited to the table. Remember, civility is the engine to everything. What are your thoughts, sir?
That was said profoundly. And let me tell you what is different. Government doesn't create, it governs.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why people make change.
Mm.
People. So look at, I was a Division I basketball player, and and scouts came to find me in Victorville, California. Mm. Why? Because I had a talent. So talent doesn't escape. They would fly into LA, drive 2 hours. Speed limit was 55 then. They would drive 2 hours to come to Victorville to watch me play. Watch this. They have to come to our table now. They have to come to our table now. So leaders are around the world, we have the table. Because these young people are saying, no peace.
No justice, no peace.
No justice, no peace. And guess what, people? We have to sit down at the table with a generation that's had enough.
Yes.
And we have to understand that a time, it says there's a season to plant and there's a time to pluck up that was planted.
Come on now.
We're in a paradigm now where we're uprooting the last season and a brand new, and the pandemic shows that all things have to be done different. And people have been talking about the new normal. Well, guess what the new normal is? Liberty and civility and justice for all.
Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Yes. Yes, yes, and more yes. You know, I want to bring up something. I'm reminded of the book that we just released, The Making of a World Changer. It's a mentorship guide for world leaders. Yes, currently it's available on Amazon. If you are a leader in any capacity, I challenge you to go to Amazon and simply put in The Making of a World Changer. Pick up this dynamic book, because it will give you insight for oversight. It will help you to see and show you how to govern. I promise you that you will learn 2 decades worth of information within this read. There's no doubt in my mind. Talk to us, Sir Clyde Rivers.
This book, people, I've had experiences around the globe. That's why I believe I have a voice to speak to, because I've seen tribalism in Africa where the same skin color kills each other over little divisions. I've seen it in my own country, America, racism. I've seen it in El Salvador. I've seen it everywhere I go. In the making of a world changer, you will learn how to look at these things, but how to create narratives to help change it. Mm. And this is what we need right now. We need world changers, not institution inmates.
Mm.
Not institution inmates. We need world changers that know how to think, that know how to believe in them, that know how to fight, that know how to, when I say fight, I'm talking about get educated, enter into politics, become a mayor, become a governor, become a city councilman, get on the board of education, and you can affect change. And this is what The Making of a World Changer talks about. And you need to read this. It will empower you. It will give you tools. And this is firsthand experience. This isn't research. This is live searched. Mm-hmm. I lived search this by experience.
Wow. Wow. And this is what we want for you to know. We are in different times and seasons. We are living in the time and season of the now. Right now, we need change. Right now, we need solutions. And that is what we endeavor to bring you every opportunity that we get. Civility 360 truly is your platform for all things civility, where we're bringing you civility, influence, and action. Those are our deliverables to you. I hope that you've been able to enjoy, if you have not heard or seen the civility summits that we've been having. We've been having some great, great summits. I'm talking about, let me see if I can pull something for them to take a look at. This was a town hall that we recently had. We've had the State of Civility Summit, where We're bringing the best and the brightest from all around the world. Here we are. We had that town hall where we talked from hostility to civility. And then we even had the opportunity to have a youth summit. And now we're getting ready for the State of Civility Africa. The State of Civility Africa. This is what it is right here. Talk to us, sir.
You know, we are engaging in real conversations. We're not running from the fire. We're running to the fire. Because it's time for the voice of civility to be heard. It's the only voice that will cause life to live and move forward. It's the only voice this day is the voice of civility is the missing ingredient.
Wow. Yes. This is what it is, guys. It's phenomenal. We believe without a shadow of a doubt that we have the solution. We need more civility on this earth. When the people are civil, we will live under liberty and freedom. I'm going to say that again. When the people are civil, we will live under liberty and freedom. Please hear what we are saying. This is not about us, but it's all about riding the ship at this particular time. So we are always excited and always ready to bring you the best and the brightest from all around the world on any topic, on any given day. As God leads, we continue to follow. And that's why we are the voice for civility around the globe.
Thank you, Professor, for this phenomenal show. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, once again, Civility 360, your platform for all things civility. Make sure that you go and you subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you haven't found it, make sure you just type in Civility 360. You will see all the videos that we have put up. And we just recently celebrated a dynamic day here in Phoenix. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Sir Clyde Rivers. Thank you, Mayor Kate Gallego. Thank you to all who actually just, I mean, man, showered the internet with videos to let us know that you stand with us. We celebrated on June 8th, Phoenix Civility Day. Let me put this here for everyone to hear. If you are in a state and you know that it needs civility, I challenge you to reach out to us at civility360@gmail.com. We are working with all states, all countries, and all continents to bring civility around the world. So if you want to know and learn more about how you can partner with us to bring a civility day to your state, your country, your continent, we are more than happy to connect and work with you. Because again, when the people are civil, we will live under liberty and freedom. Thank you so much, Sir Clyde Rivers, for being on today. Man, I am super excited about the times and the season that we are in. When you're civil, you will see God's hand move. Blessings, peace, and civility to you all. Have a great and prosperous day.
Thank you.